Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
This is Gary K. Now listening to my daily rants and raves, or almost daily rants and raves with Gary K. This is Rave Radio. Rave Radio is broadcasted daily and brought to you by Mitsubishi Electric. You can check them out at MitsubishiElectric.com. And I'm here live in Chicago at the Almo E4 show. I'm joined by Brian Radigan, who's the Director of Business Development for Almo. Brian, how are you?
Great. Good afternoon. Actually, Business Development Manager. Not Director right. yet.
Okay.
Maybe one day.
All right. Well, we slightly gave you a little promotion there, but Business Development Manager. That's still an important position. And I really want to talk to you today specifically about market conditions, because there's been a lot of going on in the market. Everybody's concerned about market conditions. We've been through 3 years of straight, still in sort of a recession. But what do you think? Are we climbing out?
Every indication that I've seen has been positive. From dealers that we meet with in the field, we're hearing much more positive responses about business, more jobs. Our business is growing. We've had a great turnout at an event like this, which to me indicates that things definitely are on the mend.
And is there a segment of the market that you see as a great growth opportunity for integrators to exploit?
Right now, from my vantage point, video walls have been hot for a while. They're going to continue to grow. Video conferencing is another area where I think is a key growth market. And state the obvious, but digital signage is still growing like rapid fire.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Digital signage is a major element of the growth. Video conferencing, that's interesting that you point out video conferencing. I think we are finally here. I mean, video conferencing has finally sort of become standardized, and it works in the telcos. And we don't have to worry about them anymore. Now we're dealing with just the quality of the network, and the network quality is good enough that it's sort of ready for prime time.
Correct, and we've seen new products come to the market that are very user-friendly, easy to use, easy to install. So they're getting closer to that plug-and-play mentality.
And so you've got 35 manufacturers here on the show floor today. Highlight some of the two or three of the ones that you think people should take a chance on. We are walking around the show floor, and we're shooting videos on everything that we see here on the show floor. So we're going to have at least 40 or 50 videos from 35 manufacturers' booths. And you can go online and check them all out now at www.ravepubs.com/E4. You can watch any of them. So if you were to tell them what to watch, who should they do a search for right now and check out?
Well, everybody at this show has exciting stuff that they're showing. We ask that they bring their latest and greatest products, and they have. One thing that I do want to highlight, though, is that we've been asked and by vendors to start to meld some products together and do joint ventures between vendors and show more of a solution set. So if you have a chance to take a look at the video of the NEC Premier and Hyperwall booth, that's a perfect example of showing how vendors integrate with each other. And again, it's a hot topic with video walls. So you have your processing, you have your mounting solutions, and of course your displays and projectors.
That's actually a really good idea, because really integrators, that's what they do, is integrate products together. And for you to show them sort of... Are you going to skew it up that way, too, from a sales standpoint?
It won't be skewed up that way, but at least we're showing how the products work together.
Okay, that's a good idea. And so what about other growth opportunities, not necessarily segments of markets, but, say, product categories you think are really hot right now? I mean, obviously, LED lit LCD is big, and now we got. I just saw the new Panasonic hybrid LED
hybrid projector is a huge. Mitsubishi has one here that they're showing as well. And I know we've been hammering on the video walls, but the ultra thin bezel displays are just they're going like crazy right now, and the bezels are getting thinner and thinner with each new release.
Yeah. Well, I interviewed Sam earlier this morning for the show, and not for a podcast, but for one of the videos. And he talked about how one thing that's really impressing him is the growth of digital signage, and that's an area. And there's more to digital signage than just the hardware, the content production, and the creative side. That's an area that I know that you guys have really pushed to try to get people more involved in. You have any advice there?
Well, I mean, that's a challenge, because the hardware is one thing, but the content is what's going to make or break your screen. And integrators don't always have those resources available. So it's There's education, I think, that needs to take place, more partnerships between content providers and integrators. It's not something that necessarily can all come from under one roof, but more from partnering with the right companies.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know this, but some of these manufacturers actually do the creative content too.
Correct.
NEC, for example, has a division that they'll actually produce the content for you on an hourly basis.
They do.
And so I think there are ways. And then, of course, in my keynote this morning, I talked about how I believe the simplest way to do it and to get into that segment of the market, in my opinion, is to hire a graphic designer straight out of college and give them an opportunity to show you their capabilities. And they would probably love it because they'd be able to do different projects all the time rather than doing the same monotonous website design all the time.
That's true. And especially since, I mean, you're going to come across large projects, but those are rare. Your more common day-to-day stuff, your mom and pop, single signs, or maybe a small network of signs, something like that, where a graphic designer would be perfect to create this content that maybe is not on a large-scale enterprise rollout, but these are going to be where your day-to-day sales are coming from.
Right, and the monitor is going to grab their attention, but the content's going to keep their attention.
Absolutely.
So, Alma, if you're not already an integrator buying from Almo, you can go to www.almoproav.com. And it's simple to sign up. They've got 35 manufacturers that between 30 and 35 that attend their tour every year. And we're in Chicago now. The next stop is in April in San Francisco.
San Francisco, yes.
And you can get more information at www.almoproav.com. And you can check out all these videos that we've shot at ravepubs.com/E4. And Brian, thank you very much for joining me today. Congratulations on putting together an amazing event.
Thank you,
and
Gary.
Congratulations on your success and for helping to drive this trend more towards distribution.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.